Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Business leaders have rapidly become COVID-19 business leaders, leaders during a time of massive transition, chaos, uncertainty, and yes, grief. Many are seeking to build skills they can apply right now and in the days ahead. Project management and organizational psychology experts Rachel Headley and Meg Mankey are leading an upcoming business education series, online, of course. Rachel Headley is CEO of Rose Group International. Meg Mankey is COO and head of training for Rose Group International. They've been on the show several times, and they're joining us today. Dr. Headley, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. Thanks for having us.
Meg Mankey, thanks for being here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to visit with you this morning.
So, Rachel, I want to start with you because there's so many things when this crisis began that I was really happy I had done before the crisis began, and other things that it was immediately obvious that I was going to have to make up for lost time in the things that I hadn't really fully prepped, like cooking from home was not my best skill, for example, and I'm getting better every day. But I had done a lot of work talking with you guys and reading your book about organizational culture, and I had spent a lot of time thinking about how our team functions. Our team has spent time thinking about that, and we were ready as a team to move into this this area with a really smooth transition, which was very fast-paced, and workflow changed every day, and then 10 minutes later, it changed again. So I want to start with you, Rachel, and talk a little bit about the investment that people make when they work on building some of those skills and think about what kind of culture they have and want to have in an organization. A lot of people came into this time fairly solid because of that work.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. I think the really important thing about what's going on now is, and trying to be ready for these chaotic changes, is what we've really seen in business in the last, probably since the recession in 2008, is that business is always changing. It's constant. That's probably been true a lot before that, but it feels like the pace of that change is higher. And of course, the other thing I think that's grown a lot is the recognition that you can't do it yourself, that you have to have a team of people that are really good at very different things. And so I think the people that were prepared, I think the people that have been actively thinking about how to lead very different people together and keep them together through changes are pretty well positioned, even though this is completely insane right now, as far as what we know, what the predictability, as far as the politics and the guidance and the who's going to tell us to do what, when, and when we can do all the things, and even the disease itself and where it is and how bad it is here versus wherever, East River, West River. There's a huge amount of uncertainty in that sense, but for how your team works together, to your point, there's a lot of ways that you could be prepared for it, have it be predictable, how to transition well as a team. So if you've done the work ahead of time, I think there are teams that are much more prepared than others for sure.
Right. And I think what I want to ask you about is this idea that we keep saying the word unprecedented, and that's true. That's not inaccurate. But I'm wondering about the context it sets for us, feeling like everything about this is unprecedented and we have no idea how to handle this and we've never handled anything like this before, which can give people a little bit of a sense of hopelessness when many of the smaller pieces of this puzzle we have handled before. We do know how to deal with a rapidly changing environment, or we do know how to handle a crisis when someone gets sick, for example. There are doctors who have skills and have ICU beds and know how to work ventilators. It's not a brand new thing. It's just so much about it is new. And Meg, you recently led a webinar about tolerating change and navigating change and the chaos spectrum. And I'm wondering if you could give us a little bit before we look at this five-part series coming up about some of the work that you've been letting people and talking to people about change and chaos and how to move into it in the most effective way.
Yeah, well, you know, the neat thing that we talk about all the time with change is that it's predictable in that it kind of follows the same pattern every time it happens. And that, you know, based on different people's preferences for their workplace and or how they like to engage with people, we can kind of predict how people are going to respond to change. And so all of those pieces that stay the same in change every time give us an opportunity to control a few things. The thing that makes us feel anxious as humans is our sort of our emotions run away with all of our logic and say, oh my gosh, we can't control anything, which isn't true. So what we talk about with our clients and folks that we're doing webinars with right now is that, you know, think about really sit down with yourself, with your team, teams, spouse, whomever it is, kids in yeah. a lot of cases right now. And talk about, you know, the things that people can control. You can control who you talk to, you can control who you see, you can control, you know, how many hours a day you're really going to sit down and work from home. And so I think really the foundational piece of, you know, what's predictable about change, what makes this, while it feels unprecedented, what makes it the same is things that we've mastered in the past, is that there are things we can control, there are things we can influence, and there are things that are completely out of our control and influence. And being able to separate those from each other and realize where you should focus your attention as a business leader, or as an individual, or as a business altogether, really helps put some defining characteristics about what success looks like in the future.
Yeah. Rachel, tell us about this upcoming 5-part series. Let's do a quick overview, and then I have some specific things I want to dive more deeply into as a preview for that.
Well, a 5-part overview is really for leaders who are looking at their people. It's the first part of the series is about reflecting on where you are in your transition, because like Meg was alluding to, there's a predictable way that we all move through change. And so a lot of us don't know about it. And so there's so much power in the knowledge. So part of the beginning of the week is about how your mindset, how you're dealing with change personally. And then we transition into how your team is probably doing. There's a lot of people we've been talking to that they don't understand their behaviors of their employees, or, you know, someone who was a high achiever is now working from home and doesn't seem to be able to make that transition. And what does that mean? And is this a reflection of who they really are? And did I not understand? And so you really start looking at how everyone's going through these transitions in different ways and what behaviors mean. And then toward the end of the week, we really shift into how do you start looking ahead? So what is what you're going through now change how you want to do things when you come back from COVID or the coronavirus environment, whether you're our company, we work throughout North America. So we're really kind of waiting to see how the really big hotspots in New York and on the East Coast and West Coast kind of come through it. If you're local, it might be you have a different sort of environment, but this is your opportunity to look forward and say, what do you want to be and how do you want to work later when this all kind of settles down? And so that's sort of the arc of the story about the week next week.
Right. And when we talk about predictability, when we talk about bringing people back to work, and that might not be for, I'm not saying that's next week, but there is a predictability based on what we know about the people we work with, on the kinds of questions they're going to ask about coming back to work and the kinds of challenges that they're going to have. And that predictability gives us some kind of sense of control in a time when we don't seem to have a lot of it. Meg, I'm going to go back to you and ask specifically this idea of different people moving through change in different ways. And I want to go into the book a little bit and talk about some of those different types and how they navigate change. Can you give us some, you know, a broad look at how some people navigate change differently?
Sure. So in all of our theory and application, we've got 4 different types. We call those the culture types. And the spectrums take us from team-driven folks to self-driven. And then the other one goes from order-tolerant people to chaos-tolerant people. And as I said, it's a whole spectrum. So right. You can land kind of anywhere in one of those 4 culture types. So our people who are fixers are team-driven and chaos-tolerant. And they're, you know, they like to collaborate in a group and they like new big challenges and helping people. And so they process change differently than the other 3 types. And then we move over into independents, and they're also chaos tolerant, but they're self-driven. So They really don't love the thought of being controlled. As an independent, I can tell you, someone telling me I have to stay at home right now is a bit of a struggle. But so independents are self-driven and that chaos tolerant. So they like an opportunity to create new things and be innovative, think about how to do things differently. And then we move into our team-driven order tolerant. Those are stabilizers. They're really concerned about how all the people are processing a big change. And they like to have things sort of in order. They like to have a plan or an agenda in place. So as you can imagine, in these uncertain times, those folks are struggling quite a bit. And they're worried about all of the people in their life. They're worried about them and kind of, you know, where things are going to go from here. And then we have organizers, and those are self-driven, order tolerant. Also really like to have a plan for what's going to come next. But because they're self-driven, they're really pretty intentional about making that plan themselves. They don't require a lot of feedback or input from outside sources. So we go all the way from, you know, fixers who are just really looking for opportunities to reach out to people. They're jamming up the Zoom call lines. They're trying to get in contact with you. They're using Facebook for everything, to just see other people, see pictures of people's animals and whatever. And they're really wanting to know, well, how are we going to tackle this next? Independents and organizers on the self-driven side are happy to have retreated back into their home, with the exception of don't control me. They might seem a little bit ghosty, like, why does Meg not ever show up for our Zoom calls or on time? And then stabilizers are really, you know, the team-driven, order-tolerant. They're really looking for opportunities to connect with people, but also minding the rules, if you will, of the coronavirus, the global pandemic. So they're cautiously waiting for someone to say, you can hug again. I would say.
All right. I want to make sure people know there's been a couple free webinars, and I haven't checked to see if you can go back and listen to the recordings of those. So my first question is, can you? And then how do people sign up for some of the upcoming training? Because, Rachel, this is one of those situations where you might need skills that you didn't have, or you might just need support as a leader. And you need it right now, and you need to be able to apply it today or tomorrow. So tell us a little bit how people can sign up for the upcoming series, and then can they view the free webinars? Are there recordings of those?
Yeah, the tricky thing, too, is, Lori, that as you can imagine, a lot of us don't have a huge amount of space for intellectual development right now. So we're right. really focusing on, so the five-part series is every day, starting next week at 2 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Mountain, and that we're just going to meet all together with the Zoom so we can connect and have conversation. We're going to do a little bit of training around the transition and understanding behavior and predictability and planning, and then looking ahead. And that you can sign up on our website. It's just rosegroupintl.com, and we have a products page out there. It's all over our social media, so you find us on LinkedIn. There's links all over, so. And then actually we've done, I think over a dozen free webinars about the culture types that Meg mentioned, about how to think about them, what that looks like in this time of major transition and chaos. Most of those can be found online, linked somewhere. We have those on our media page, on our website, as well as Elevate Rapid City. We've been doing a lot with them. I think we've got six or seven with them alone. So they have all of those on their YouTube channel. So check out Elevate Rapid City for a lot of those webinars.
And the book is called?
IX Leadership.
Thank you. I don't have it sitting in front of me. I do have it at home, though. And it's one of the things I'm very glad that it was at my home office instead of my work office, because I've got a lot of books stuck at my work office right now that I can't get to. IX Leadership is one that's here on the pile in the office. So thank you.
Thank you both. So
Rachel Headley and Meg Mankey, it's great to have some uplifting things that you can control and you can learn a little bit at this time. And so many business leaders and team workers, from grocery store workers to to every kind of business are just doing phenomenal work right now, and that should be applauded. And a lot of times we applaud the healthcare workers and the grocery store people and the first responders and the teachers, but we forget about those business owners who are just kind of grinding it out and keeping their employees at work in some very difficult circumstances. So Meg and Rachel, thank you so much for doing what you're doing to support those folks and for the work that you put in the world. We appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, Lori. Stay safe and be well. Talk soon.